Good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's 10 minutes after 6. Now, earlier in the segment, I don't know exactly when, we talked about how NASA is asking for volunteers for you to lay in bed for 2 months, and they will, you can't get up, not at all, 2 months, and they'll pay you $5,000 a month. Would you do it?
No.
Is that not, is that, all right, what if they offered you $10,000 a month?
Could you have, like, reading material and a TV and stuff?
Yeah, you can play games.
They'll bring you the stuff.
Yeah, anything you want. You can do anything you want while you're there, but you have to be in bed.
They're testing for loss of muscle mass during long periods of inactivity.
Yeah. All right, so knowing that you've got all that, back to the $5,000 a month. Is that enough? Would you do it for $5,000 a month?
No.
Would you do it for $10,000 a month?
You know, if I was on, like, sabbatical, if I didn't have to work,
right,
I'd do this, sure.
Heck, we could do that gig and do our jobs at the same time. That's not the... So
you would screw up your body big time.
I think so.
Would you have to use a bedpan? They wouldn't even let you go out of the...
Can't get up.
It would be recoverable.
Yes, I think so. With rehab and everything, it'd be
you're
fine.
You're not going to be able to stand at the end of this.
Yeah, I think you're going to be in a wheelchair.
Bed sores.
Maybe.
All that stuff goes away.
Okay.
And you've pocketed the money that they're offering for
so
the study.
What I'm trying to figure out here is how much money would it take? Where's
more
your
than
trigger?
That. More than that.
$25,000 a month. You walk away with $50,000.
Yeah, I'd probably do it then.
Okay, there's your price. All right? Everybody has a price for almost everything. And that is the point here. There was a recent study done. Researchers contacted a bunch of guys that were dating, both in casual relationships and engagements. And they asked them, how much would it cost for you to dump your woman? They asked them, would $1 million do it?
And they all said yes.
Not all of them. There's a glimmer of hope to society. No, 1 out of 11. 1 in 11 said yes, they would dump their
only one
significant other for $1 million.
You know what? It's higher. Because people, the million is too high, and people know that it's only hypothetical.
Well, yes. But, I mean, they're asking them to conceptually think about this.
No, the real
and
price
they do it for $1 million.
Is much less if you actually showed up with cash. You said, buddy, I saw you at dinner last night. She's a lovely lady, but here's an envelope. There's $10,000 in it. You'll never see her again.
Or if her father comes to you and say, you're not getting married to my daughter.
This is exactly where I was going with this.
You're
going
to do this eventually. You're going to try to pay off somebody who's trying to marry your daughter.
I thought about this for a second, and there's no way would I walk away from my marriage for $1 million. Never, that I am being completely honest with you about that. No way. The money would not be enough. It's not.
Marriage is different.
I value my family and my wife far more than $1 million cash.
$5 million?
I value my... No, there's no amount of money that would warrant me breaking up my family. It's not going to happen. So...
$10 million.
But the girlfriend situation, okay, prior, you know, a while back... If
you
somebody
haven't
came
committed to that person yet. There are still many fish in the sea.
That's right.
You can buy a lot of girlfriends for $10 million.
There was, the one that I'm thinking about, we had been dating for a year plus, I guess.
You would have.
Yeah. If somebody had said $1 million cash, you never talk to her again. It'd be like, cash? Yes. Bye. And that'd been it. And I know that's horrible. I know that's callous. I know that it's just disgusting.
I've been in relationships like that before.
She would have done the same thing. So just think of it that way.
Oh, I think probably so.
Yeah.
$1 million? See you, loser. Yeah, absolutely.
Woman's price is probably lower than that.
Now.
Honey, $1,000 gift card to TJ Maxx.
Oh, brother.
Done.
What would you do for a Klondike bar? Now, it's interesting you brought this up because and everybody knows I've been married once before, very young, and when we made the announcement to her parents, he pulled me aside, and he said, I'll write you a check right now for $10,000 if you guys just elope. I know you're going to do this. Just go elope. I'll write you a check for $10,000 right now.
Really? This is true?
Absolutely true. Absolutely
because
true.
Because?
They were a society family. Where I was from, and we had a big formal wedding, 5 attendants on each side, black tie.
Didn't want your hillbilly family showing up at the reception at the country club?
No, I'm not the one that needed armed guards at the it wasn't my family that needed armed security at the event. But we had a string quartet, and it was a sit-down dinner. And all.
He
and
saw this as a cost savings?
Absolutely.
Not a reflection on you, just a chance for him to get off on the cheap.
He didn't like me, but it was just a case. I think he thought, this isn't going to last. Let me just write a check for 10 grand. You guys go get eloped, and it'll last for a couple years. She'll figure out that you are the loser. I know you are. And then I'm off, and then we'll be done. It took her 9 years to figure out I was eloped. Anyway, so there it is. 11... According to this survey, 9% of men say they would dump their wife or girlfriend for $1 million. 11% of men said they'd get rid of all their friends for $1 million. Some men are slightly more likely to say they'd dump their friends or their wife or their girlfriend for the money. 22% of women say they'd get rid of all of their friends for $1 million in cash. The survey found that 51% of people would give up fast food for life for $1 million. Absolutely done. 45% would give up.
Oh, you would not.
Oh, yeah, I would. For $1 million of cash, I'd never walk into another fast food joint. Done.
That's right. I'd eat from. It would be Applebee's instead of McDonald's.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be fine.
45% would give up alcohol for life. Absolutely done. 37% would leave their country forever. Nope. And 23% said that they would move in with their mother-in-law. All right, there it is. That's. That is.
You didn't answer that last one.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back in mere moments with, that's right, an update of the weather.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.